It's all about open communication with the family. As succession planning is a journey, it's a teamwork. It requires both the current and the next generation to align their family values and interests so that they can make decisions collectively to achieve a shared purpose.
Welcome to Up to Speed with UBS, smart business briefings on the ideas and trends shaping Asia's future. Give us 10 minutes and we'll make you 10 minutes smarter. I'm Lee Williamson, and this week we're talking the science of succession planning. The joke goes something like this. The first generation makes it, the second generation spends it, and the third generation blows it. But like so many jokes, is it funny because it's true? From navigating tricky family dynamics to knowing when to modernize, ensuring a lasting legacy for your family business can be as much of a challenge as building that company in the first place. With a family firm a particularly prevalent form of ownership in Asia, accounting for 85% of businesses in the region, and some of Asia's biggest businesses under family ownership, from Samsung to Reliance Industries, this isn't just a family affair. There are significant wider economic ramifications to how well these businesses are set up to last. What's more, in contrast to the West, most Asian business dynasties are only in their second or third generations, meaning the next two decades will be the most delicate and crucial period in managing succession, the stage when the founder has died or given up control, but the family has yet to set up strong institutional structures. To share the inside track is this week's guest expert, Francesca Chan, a director from the family office at UBS with more than 15 years of experience advising ultra-high net worth individuals on succession planning and family governance. So what's the biggest challenge a successor faces? When's the right time to hand over the keys to the kingdom? And what are the key steps to building your own succession roadmap? Let's get up to speed. Francesca, there's an old saying that the first generation makes it, the second generation spends it, and the third generation blows it. Statistically, is this saying born in reality, though?
Well, there are actually lots of versions of this three-generation myth, such as short sleeves to short sleeves. Basically, are coming to the same conclusion that wealth created by the first generation is gone by the time of the third generation. Yes, some families do go from rags to riches and back again, but the fact is that more and more families have been planning ahead and transitioned beyond the third generation, although they may not necessarily be holding the same family business because, as you can imagine, it's a huge challenge to transfer the same business through generations. Business environment may evolve. Some families may have sold their business and started new ones. Yet some other families could have transformed their family business into a business family containing a portfolio of different businesses and investments.
So the key change is going from a family business into a business family that has a kind of diversified portfolio of investments and businesses. Just how much does a solid succession plan impact the stability and the sustainability of a family business?
A succession plan is very crucial to maintaining the stability and continuity in a family business because it's really not just about who will take the reins, but how. So I'd say rather than thinking of succession planning as a one-off event, try to think of it as an ongoing practice. To the family, it's more about planning ahead and then equipping the right talents to take the lead and then be prepared for the transition when it finally happens. And then from then on, adapt along the way.
What are the key considerations that need to be taken into account when planning a succession?
Well, every family is unique and their situation and goals are different. So there's really no one-size-fits-all solutions. But there are some common considerations that family can consider. First of all, start early. As mentioned, succession planning is a process. So start thinking about the why, what, how, and when, and do not leave it to the last moment when there's no other options. Secondly, it's good to communicate with the family, such as what is your vision for the family, what are your expectations of the next generations, and how can you align the interests and purpose of the family members for the better future of the family and the business, as these are all important issues to discuss with the family early on. And then another consideration would be to think about what is to be passed on. It's always a common misconception that a succession means to give up the business altogether. But in fact, a succession of ownership and management are two separate things. and they do not have to occur at the same time. So think about what are the steps to take to ensure a successful transition of ownership. And regarding the succession of management, whether the next generations are interested in playing a role in it, and how to get them engaged and ready to step up, and also when is the right time to start passing on more responsibilities. They all require careful thought through. And finally, review the succession plan. Because family situations and dynamics changes over time, a constant review and revision of existing plans are very important to ensure that they still fit the ongoing needs of the family.
Global finance is being transformed as wealthy families start to cut out the middlemen and create their own family offices, personal investment firms that roam global markets looking for opportunities. Is this a trend that you think is expected to continue?
Yes, definitely. There's a tremendous growth of wealth, particularly in Asia. And with the intergenerational transfer of wealth taking place, many of these wealthy families actually continue to seek a more professional way to preserve, manage, and grow their wealth. And that's why we're seeing increasing numbers of family offices set up over the years. Family office can actually play a unique role in the family because they not only help the family professionalize the management of their investments, but they can also provide the families with a platform to communicate as well as advance the skills in managing and growing their wealth for both current and future generations.
How soon is too soon? If you intend to hand down your family business, when should you start prepping the next generation?
Well, it's never too early to have plans, as you always say. If the goal is to pass down the family business to the next generation, then I would say the key is to nurture and discover the next generation's passion, their talents, and their capabilities, even at a very young age. And that way you can observe over time whether they have the potential to be the next in line. And then you can start equipping them through different trainings on the business specifics, leadership skills, and even project management and so on. Of course, also depending on the family values and the purpose of the next generations, there could be different aspects to handing down the family legacy. Some might involve the next generation in the family office for them to start learning about the family investments, while other families, they would encourage their next generation to participate in the family philanthropy to carry on that family vision. But definitely, start early.
What's the biggest challenge a successor faces, though? From the outside, it seems that the need to modernize versus tradition is often a common point of friction.
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest challenges as a successor is really to define the role in the family and the family business. Because as you can imagine, everyone eyes on the successor, on how he or she is going to lead the family business forward. On one hand, the success and the stability of the business that the founder has created is assumed to continue, but there's also expectations on how the successor can bring the business to the next level. So the successors have to ask themselves, are they playing the role as a steward of the family business or as a next generation entrepreneur, not just protecting the business, but transforming the business? And oftentimes, we see successors' hands could be tied because the founders may not have let go of control completely even after the transition took place. So as a rule of thumb, I think successors, they should understand clearly the vision of the family as well as the family business, the expectations of their stakeholders, their roles in the family, and then be prepared to anticipate disruption during the transition.
History is littered with examples of sibling rivalry within family businesses. Look no further than Samsung for the prime example. What steps can business owners take to put family harmony first, but also ensure everyone is positioned to contribute where they can contribute the most?
I think for business owners, they can first define a family strategy. It's a very important thing for the family. It's a plan with the aim to nurture and secure the family and its wealth for generations. And I think this needs to be communicated with the family about such intentions. And the next step would be to develop proper family governance structures so that you can bring that strategy to life. It includes frameworks and policies in place to guide the decision-making in a family, while you can clearly define roles and responsibilities of the family members. And this can foster family harmony and prevent conflicts. Why? Because everyone is aware of the rules and how decisions are made. For example, what are the rules for next generation's engagement? And what are the qualifications required to take on the different roles in the family business? And always we encourage next generation development in the family. So help the next gen discover their passion and strengths and provide support to groom them. Because this does not only help identify who is the best fit to lead the business in the future, it can also motivate the next generation to realize their life goals and their roles in the family and how they can contribute with their different talents for the family.
So Francesca, what are three things you need to be thinking about when making your succession plan?
Number one, first, find answers to your family's questions. What do you want to pass down? Is it the family business or financial wealth or family values? So what are the goals you want to achieve as a family? Defining your family's values, purpose, and vision is the first step. Second, develop a roadmap. Family situations and dynamics evolve over time, and so does the business environment. So the roadmap can act as a step-by-step guide with prioritized action items, and it can be fine-tuned to adapt to the changing circumstance of the family. And last but not least, get professional help. You can involve a trusted family advisor who's independent from the family. They've worked with a lot of families, and they're very experienced to guide you through pitfalls and challenges along the way.
So Francesca, get us up to speed. What's one thing our audience should remember about the science of succession planning?
It's all about open communication with the family. As succession planning is a journey, it's a teamwork. It requires both the current and the next generation to align their family values and interests so that they can make decisions collectively to achieve a shared purpose. And to many families, that is to preserve and grow the family wealth and to build a lasting legacy for generations to come.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Up to Speed with UBS. See you next week for another essential 10-minute briefing. Want us to help unpack a complex topic in Asian society or business that you're just struggling to get your head around? Send us your suggestions in the ratings and reviews. And finally, join the conversation on social. We're at @GenerationT_Asia. See you next week.